Dawn Lewis.
Hi, Dawn. It's Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
All righty. How are you doing?
A bit harried, but other than that, the beginning of the semester is always a crazy time.
Martin Frost.
I know that feeling.
But you do.
Hey, Martin.
Hey, Kim.
Yeah, we're actually just finishing up our second marking period.
That's right, I know.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
Chuck and Janelle are here, too.
Hello. Gary Martin is lurking.
How's your back feeling, John?
Terrible.
Good.
Hope you're lying down.
Yeah, I'm lying down, and I'm going to try and hang on, but you know, I may fall asleep or something. So if somebody has to click and I don't respond, that's probably where I am.
So we're waiting basically for Sandy here, aren't we?
Sandy Brown.
She is.
Speak
good timing.
Of the devil. She's here.
Pretty much the whole gang at this point. It's Kim.
You're here?
Sandy. John's here.
Hi, John.
Richard here?
Yeah, hello.
Richard? Is Richard here?
Richard will not be here. He has a class tonight and can't make it.
Oh.
Do we know if Will's in? I'm assuming Will probably won't be here.
I think he won't.
Has anybody heard one way or the other?
I haven't heard much from him. Other than that he arrived, whatever's in his blog. If he phones in, fine, but I would not expect to hear from him tonight.
Good assumption.
Jerry Martin?
Jerry Martin's here.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey.
How about Holly? Is she showing up?
She will not be here tonight.
Okay. And have we heard anything from Jim? Has he got a membership report?
Yeah, I got an email earlier.
I got an email from him just a little bit ago, but it didn't say anything about the meeting.
No, it just gave membership numbers.
Okay, I didn't get that.
Oh, I didn't get that either. I just got something else that had nothing to do with membership numbers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, it sounds like basically everybody who's going to be here is here. So let's call a meeting to order at 8:02. And the roll call, Dawn Lewis is here, Kim Laird.
Here.
Gary Martin.
Here.
Andy Brown.
Here.
Chuck Hawley.
Here.
John Satriano.
Here.
And Will Pimman is in China. Did I miss anyone?
Janelle is here for recording secretary.
Right. Thank you, Janelle.
And Martin.
And Martin. Okay. Let us move along then. The agenda has been put up in a couple of different forms. Approval of the agenda.
I'll move for the approval.
Any seconders? If not, I'll second it. Are there any opposed to the approval of the agenda? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Approval of previous minutes. Yeah, I have a motion to approve previous minutes, please.
Chuck will move to approve.
Okay. Don will second it. Is there any discussion on the minutes? In that case, are there any objections? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, on to report. I was very much hoping to get a festival report tonight. I know Richard has got a budget, and I know he's fairly well advanced in all the planning. I was hoping to have something a little more formal. Tonight, I guess I'm not going to get it.
I did talk to Holly, Sandy. I talked to Holly a few minutes ago, and I asked her if she would make sure that she gets from Richard what she needs to help him with to complete the budget.
Yeah, I know she's been working with him a bit on it.
Well, she hasn't really been he's been wrapped up completing his dental procedures. So really she hasn't been working too closely with him recently. But I asked her if she would make the endeavor to get that done in the next week or two, and I'll contact Richard tomorrow and tell him we need to have it. I'll set a deadline for him just so that tell him that we'd like to see it, I would say, probably in a week to 10 days. And
that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah, we have the prices for the festival already published, so there's a limit to the adjustments that we can make at this point.
Right. Holly feels okay about this so far, so I'm not particularly worried about it because I know that she has the oversight on it. But I'll follow through with making sure that we get a budget within 10 days.
Okay. I was aware that that Holly has been working on this with him and that she has been giving him guidance and is aware. Sort of up to date on what the actual numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she's comfortable with it gives me considerable comfort.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. I guess finance we are going to have to put off to the next meeting as well. We did get a comprehensive set of numbers in the last meeting, so I don't imagine anything has particularly changed in that.
Sandy, regarding finances,
yes.
Holly will be completed with the Q4s shortly.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get some final numbers to her until recently about some expenses, but she'll be wrapping that up and we'll have that for us shortly.
Okay. At some point we have to get, the 990 finished for this year
mm-hmm.
or last year?
That's not due until May.
June. May. Yeah.
Okay.
May 15th. So that's we've got a little time.
All right. As long as we don't forget it. Somebody say they had a membership number?
Yeah. Membership is 1637.
Yep.
Okay. Not exactly climbing up there at a great rate, is it?
No.
It leads me to wonder exactly the pertinence of a dues increase. However,
mm-hmm.
that's a different discussion. Sandy, anything in the store?
We have paid off Naranja what we owed them for the stock that was no longer sellable.
Mm-hmm.
What we did was they purchased 2007 DVDs, and we deducted that plus the shipping from what we owe them.
Right.
And the balance was $6,000 and change.
Mm-hmm.
Holly has paid them. They've received the payment. So we are all settled with Naranja, and we continue to have a really good relationship with them. And they've received their DVDs, et cetera. So we're all set with Naranja. Otherwise, the store is picking up some orders for some T-shirts and DVDs, 2007 DVDs, and that's about it.
You still have the stock of the unsaleable DVDs?
I do, and Steve Braun asked me the other day what we can do with these, and I don't have an answer for him. I know that we had decided, of course, not to sell them, and we had decided not to give them away, but did anybody do any research about are we sure that we cannot give them away under any
I suspect that we can give them away or something.
We cannot give them away.
No.
That's distribution. We can't distribute them at all.
Okay.
Well, we might be able to work out something with a distributed archive. You know, these are not sale copies. They are simply archival copies. Kept by scholars.
If anybody
wants them for serious study, and they aren't going to distribute them, then maybe that's not so bad.
That's a possibility. I think we might have to limit it to members only.
I think so, and I think what we might want to do is just bring a pile into the festival and distribute them to festival people, maybe for the cost of shipping or something like that.
This is Kim. I would even think about contacting any of our affiliate clubs,
mm-hmm.
or any of our members who are members of clubs, because that's a possibility too, but we need to make sure that they understand these are not to be used as giveaways. These are just for like a club library, a club archive.
I mean, we can even distribute them to the various circle schools around North America.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it makes sense to have them spread around for study.
I'm not quite sure how that differs from just distributing them to, you know, in general. It still seems like that's a dubious legality.
I know.
I think it is a dubious legality, but we're a dubious group anyway.
Clearly. I know when it comes to my theater stuff, I have permission to videotape, even though it's a copywritten item.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm allowed to have one copy of videotape, DVD, whatever, in my library as an archive. I can not distribute it in any way, giving it away or not to anyone outside of my home.
Mm-hmm.
Or where we keep our archives. So, you know, Martin, that is a good point. You just hate to see these DVDs sit there and not be used in some way.
Of course. I mean, at some point, hopefully we'll redub the music, mm-hmm. and then start selling them again. So if we did, for instance, give them away to all our members, let's say, I mean, I don't know how many we have sitting around, we would saturate the market and nobody would ever want to buy them from our redubbed legal videos. So we just want to keep those things in mind.
Yes.
One idea that I just generated as we're talking right now is, and I was going to talk with Don and Sandy about this, I would like to do what we did last year for Winston-Salem in sending out a magazine and a cover letter and that to the local school districts in Lexington,
mm-hmm.
prior to us going, and perhaps we can put a DVD into there.
That would be reasonable.
Well, if somebody wants to take this on as a project to find a home for them, that would be great. Just I have them here, and I'll do whatever you want with them, but I won't be able to spearhead that project, but I'm certainly happy to send them wherever you want me to send them.
Okay, we don't have to do anything with them instantly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I'll check with our rep, see if they have any comments they can give me on what we might be able to get away with. I think, in general, it's not going to technically be legal for us to do any of this, but it would be extremely low risk. Negligible.
Yeah, I think as long as we fly under the radar, more or less, we should be able to. Because of our status of going forward in a clean mode, and as long as we're not making money off the thing,
right,
making an outrageous amount of money off it, it's not actually a music video. So while we technically would be possibly in breach of something or other, I suspect that we can probably find a reasonable mechanism to make it appear as reasonable as possible. Beyond that, I will not commit myself yet.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. Competition group. I presume that there is nothing new from that.
There's nothing new in terms of the working group. That's obviously that's done and finished, and the rules are done.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, John and I are talking about doing a DVD, and he's helping get that done. And basically we're taking a bunch of past, we're getting a list of past competitors together to use as a test DVD and to send out to a number of people. And then we're going to have them judge it and bring up any questions and all that stuff. So hopefully see some of the issues before we get to the prelims and the festival and take care of them and clarify things that we need to. So, and also just to see how the system turns out and works and just see if it works the way we think it's going to. So, but yeah, we're in the process of getting that together, and I hope to, you know, send out some of the test DVDs in the next month or a month and a half, something like that.
Okay, good.
Awesome. That's great.
So, and really it doesn't, we don't have a limit to how many people we want to test, although we do want to get a variety of people. But, you know, I'm sure I'll probably have at least probably 20 to 30 people test it out, and they will get a complimentary DVD at the end of it. They just need to send back the results to me, so I don't really care about that.
Great.
Good. At the Quebec Festival recently, I spoke to Jeff Peden about video items. He is actively looking for somebody to do the video this summer. He has a couple of leads that he's following up. So that's encouraging. He also is interested in doing a few video projects this year, if he can get a videographer and get some critical mass working.
Great.
World Juggling Day, Barry Rappaport sent me an ad to put in the next newsletter, so I gather he is working along on that.
Don, did he send you the cleaned-up version of the ad that Catherine did, or his drawn version?
I think it is probably his drawn version.
Okay. Catherine Turney put together a really nice ad based on his hand-drawn version, so I can send you that as well.
His looks more like a business card that's got the IGA's logo in one corner, big text, what will you do on World Juggling Day,
mm-hmm.
and then his name and contact information. Is that similar to what Catherine's doing?
Yeah, she just took exactly what he had done and just, you know, cleaned it up, made it look a little nicer.
Okay.
Did he? What email address does he use in that? Does he use a juggle.org email address? Because he should. We shouldn't be advertising.
Actually, in the ad itself, we did not put an email address at all.
Okay. That's
good. Just says to register on the IJA World Juggling Day registration page.
Okay.
He just referred to the IJA site at large.
So juggle.org/WJD or just the juggle.org?
Just the juggle.org.
Okay, good. In any World Juggling Day publicity, we should not mention any private email addresses. We should always mention the WJD at juggle.org address if we need to put out a contact address.
Right.
And that should, of course, be set up, hopefully, in advance to forward to the right people.
Okay. I don't have the newsletter in front of me at the moment. Speaking of newsletters, nothing particular to report other than there will be one this month. Martin, I got the stuff that you sent me today, so I will include that. I think that festival stuff should go on the first page.
Yeah, it looks good, Martin.
So I'll do that and move everything else around. Does anyone have anything else that they want included in the newsletter this time around?
I would like to get you something for the insurance. Dale Wittick sent me updated information today.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, I was in touch with him a few times. David Landown did an excellent job of fixing a problem with our website. People were not able to get into the insurance part of it. So between David Landown and Jim Maxwell, they got our member who wanted to get insurance straightened away.
Good.
whatever happens with the vote tonight regarding jugglerships, I wonder, Kim, if something should be put into this next newsletter about that, or do you
definitely
want to wait?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
I'll get together with you on that, and we'll, Don, we may have something else regarding the jugglerships to put in, give to you.
Okay. Timing-wise on this next newsletter, I'm going to be out of town as of the 27th or 28th for
okay.
a week or 10 days, so I would like to get it out before then.
Okay.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
No.
So I would say anything that comes in much past Wednesday of next week will
oh,
go on
perfect.
To February.
Yep.
Hey, Don, can we rerun the championships blurb in there as well, the same
yes.
as last time?
Yeah.
And I'll probably come up with something new the following month, but
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to hurt to repeat it.
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, it's already listed in the table of contents, but it's not in the newsletter.
Yes. Well, the next version of the newsletter actually has it in, and I put it in a green box.
Okay, good.
Out.
Don, I have a request
yeah.
about the newsletter. I'm just wondering, you know, the box that says, you know, if your email has changed and that's prominent on the first page?
Yeah.
I like that, but I'm just wondering, I'd like to have every page, the first page look a little different every month, only because I don't want people to sort of say, oh, it's this again, and, you know, it all looks familiar, and they bypass it. So I'm just wondering if we could put that in a different spot or lay it out a little differently, just so that, you know what I mean? So things will punch out a little differently.
I think
yeah.
that's a good idea. I'd suggest moving it to the very end.
Okay.
One thing we might do is have a last page, which is always the same, which is
yeah.
essentially a membership sign-up sheet and address change form. And
yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah,
thing that
good.
People could hand out if they wanted.
Right.
Well, if you want people to actually read the thing about have you moved or gotten a new email address, it can't look the same every month. I mean, that's sort of one of the things. I mean, I'm sure people just ignore the top half of the page.
Mm-hmm.
They probably don't read the contents unless they
right.
You know, they probably just skim through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Moving that off the front page also would give us another quarter or, you know, a little less than a quarter of a page, additional front page.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the contents could be shrunk down or I don't know what. Made,
well, one
made
of the
a little...
things I can do is take the contents and run them down the left side of the page, say taking a quarter width of the page.
Yeah.
And using the rest of the page as a full page.
Right.
Well, as long as you don't use a quarter of the entire page.
Right.
I mean, that's more than you're using now.
Well,
anyway,
use whatever it needs. Basically.
Right. Right.
Fill in
that would give us more front page space.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds great. I just don't want it to look the same every month because people get settled into just not reading it and it's very important, but, you know, maybe we could put it someplace else. So.
Yeah.
Interesting.
In Quebec, a couple of people asked me just what I was trying to achieve with the newsletter. There was a lot of stuff in it that was just about the board, and nobody was interested in that. Well, darn. That's
right.
The whole reason I started it.
Yeah, there's only two people interested in that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should probably mention the treasurer position as well. I see you've still got the videographer position listed.
Yeah,
but we still need to advertise for a treasurer.
I've got treasurer in the next version.
Okay, good.
I asked Holly how much she thought it would cost us to buy bookkeeping service, and she came back with a number that was around $10,000. So
I saw that number somewhere. I don't know if you sent it out to Board Plus or whatever, but I remember seeing that.
So I put in a quick article saying financial shocker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
$10,000 a year?
That is on the current
yeah.
the current draft.
Oh.
I see it at the bottom of the front page.
Yeah.
$10,000 a year. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, no, not
surprise
no.
me either, but
no.
You know, that's a lot of memberships to cover that fee.
No. We were lucky to have her.
Absolutely.
Now she's and I'm not exactly sure if we have her. Well, she's going to be working at the festival, but she won't work a day past that.
Mhm.
So, and I'm actually shocked that she hasn't given her actual resignation date.
Yeah.
Fortunately, she is continuing on, but it will not progress past the day past the festival.
No, perfectly reasonable from her point of view, and I'm willing to take her to dinner every night at the festival, if that's what it takes. Okay, any other assorted reports that I've missed? Anything new from the bylaw committee other than the fact that the chair is in China?
There really hasn't been discussion among the bylaw committee ever since Will tendered his resignation as chair.
Okay.
I think everybody's kind of waiting for someone to take over.
All right. So we will get to that in due time. So now let's move on to the motions. Let's do the juggle ship one first. Kim, you're proposing that?
Yep.
And somebody seconding it?
I second it. This is Sandy.
Okay. Is there any discussion? I think it's a great idea.
Could we? Is this a short motion you could actually read? Or is this a long full-page thing?
It's a long full-page thing.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure I've seen it, but...
Yeah. It hasn't changed since the... I'll read it out if you want.
Just want to make sure everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah, the only change that took place from last month's board meeting to this was Mary Spar and one or two others contacted me through the forum, but then also privately through emails, and really felt that there may be some kids, some sponsors, whatever, but mostly the kids themselves, that because of their financial situation cannot get to the internet to email their letter, their explanation. She felt very strongly, as did those few others, that we need to leave it open for snail mail as well as email. But, you know, email would be the preferred way to get everything in. But if there's if there is a youngster that just cannot send it in by email, you know, or even their parents, we should leave it open for snail mail. And I tend to agree with that.
Okay, do people want me to read this out, or are you comfortable with what you've already seen? Sounds like you're comfortable with what I've already seen.
This is Jen. I'm comfortable.
Okay. So if there's no further discussion, let's proceed to the vote. Are there any against? Are there any abstentions? Motion carries. We now have a juggle ship program, which
Yay.
In charge of. Now, the Bylaws Committee needs a new chair. Kim has volunteered to do that after I asked her to. I feel strongly that the chair of that committee should be somebody who is on the board, and Kim is the remaining board member on there. So I propose Kim take over as chair of the Bylaws Committee. May I have a seconder, please?
Andy, second.
Yeah. Is there any discussion?
I have a question. Is there really, what are the chances that the Bylaws Committee is going to solve the problems that the person in Winston-Salem saw? I forget her title. Woman hired.
The parliamentarian.
Yeah, she saw some problems, and that's basically why we formed a committee for this. What are the chances that the committee is going to solve those problems in the next 4 or 5 months?
There was discussion happening with Mark and Dave and the few of us that were actually talking back and forth. And there was progress being made. Our biggest stumbling block when Will started getting ready to go away to China was whether to bring things to the board as we decide on them or bring them to the board as one lump idea. You know, here are all the changes that we want to make, or do we bring them to you one at a time? and that's the point we had gotten to. We had already started to make some changes and move in the direction of some changes that the parliamentarian had suggested. It was procedure we were having the stumbling block on.
Well, from my point of view, I think it's better to bring the changes in a block rather than doing them piecemeal, because otherwise you can't tell the impact that one's going to have on the other.
Right, and that's what I had felt as well. But it was just a back-and-forth battle between us as to, you know, half of the group wanted to take it piece by piece and the other half of the group wanted to take it as one block.
Well, I would much prefer to get the one block, but I'd also like to know, what's being worked on as it goes.
Right.
You know, more for information than for pestering.
Mm-hmm.
But you would say there is a good chance of solid results coming out of this group?
I think so.
Okay.
Do I expect a whole lot of results? There aren't going to be any earth-shattering changes made, to be honest. The biggest change that we kind of all had already agreed on within our committee was taking out the expulsion of members section and instead putting in there that it would revert to Robert's Rules of Order as far as expulsion of any member. Because a lot of things are replicated within Robert's Rules of Order.
Okay, gotcha.
So we're basically looking at what we've been doing is basically looking at simplifying them and using Robert's Rules of Order wherever applicable. Anything that needs to be specific to the IJA, you know, we'll look at those things as well. Earth-shattering changes aren't going to be happening, but there will be a few here and there.
Okay. I'm not terribly concerned if this committee doesn't come up with a whole slate of things to change in time for the summer meeting, but I do like to see ongoing work because I think it's important that we be paying attention to the bylaws. So I'm glad that this is still going forward. If we do have a bunch of things that we can propose and change at the summer meeting, so much the better. But I don't have any criticism of the committee if it doesn't come up with a broad range of things in less than a year. So now, are we ready to vote on this? No further discussions. Are there any opposed? Any abstentions?
I'll abstain only because it involves me.
Okay. One abstention, therefore the motion carries. Kim is now the chair of the Bylaws Committee. Thank you, Kim.
Thanks for asking me.
And officially thank you to Will for having done it up to this point.
Yes. He's done a good job.
Good. Next point is the restriction of forums, yes. Sandy moves that even though the IJA databases have not yet been synchronized, the IJA open discussion forum be made a members-only forum requiring a member username and password to access. In addition, the IJA will adopt a zero-tolerance policy for personal attacks on its forums. Posts containing personal attacks will be made invisible as soon as detected by a forum moderator. Posts that discuss IJA business in forums that do not require a login to post will be moved to the open discussion forum. The board can, by vote of a majority of its current members in a meeting or electronically, overrule a moderator's decision to move, hide, or not to move, or not to hide a post. Since members have already been notified about how to log into the forums to access member-only portions, these changes should be implemented immediately or as soon as practicable.
I will second that.
Okay, Kim seconds. Now, John has a proposal as well, which he has submitted, and I'm suggesting that he might like to make that as an amendment to this.
I honestly don't know how that works, but what I would like to do is decide on this. And I don't think I don't think we're going to decide on on my proposal tonight. In fact, I don't think I would like to see us decide on that tonight. I would like to see it maybe. I believe that Sandy's proposal has support. I think it'll pass. I think maybe we should table mine and see how things go for a month or two. But I would also like to say that I am not Douglas Turdberger, and I didn't hire him. I didn't hire him or solicit his help in any way, but he certainly proved my point to a large degree, I think. And he's also my hero, and I'm going to nominate him for some kind of award at the festival this year.
Oh, you're not little Doug, little Dougie?
Yeah.
Well, I think John's proposal has a lot of merits, and I have really agonized in the last week, some of you know, about which way to go on this, and I'm not ruling out John's proposal completely for the future, but I do think at this point the motion that I have made might be a little more palatable for people. But by all means, I think that what we should probably do is assess and reassess how this is working. We're going into a little bit of territory that we're not accustomed to. We need to look at who the moderators are. Don, it's my understanding now that you're a moderator. David Landown is a moderator. Is that correct?
That's right.
We have not asked him, unless you have privately, if he would take on this role.
No, I think it'll probably work much the way it has.
Okay. I hope it does, because I think the two of you would be good. I don't know if we need a third. I don't feel strongly about the moderators. I think that the two of you would do a great job. One is on the board, one is off. I think we can
think about who's going to be the moderators next. And, you know, I really think that the phrasing personal attack is just inescapably vague. You know, I think we're going to end up running into continuous problems about what is and what is not a personal attack.
Well, I think that I would agree with you to some extent, and I think that all of us have to be accountable for being personal moderators. You know, I've been linked with Hitler this week. I was linked with Hitler four times in a recent post. How does that I've actually done quite a lot for the IJA, and to be linked with Hitler, how does that make me feel? It's a personal attack. I would think that is such a post that I would hope would have consideration for being removed. Frankly, you know, things have gone crazy in the last 2 days, if you've kept up with the forum. It is crazy out there.
It's nuts.
It's going nuts.
I wish people could just put the energy into finding new members that they put into the various...
Right. Yeah.
It's too bad we can't sell, membership to, it's too bad, you know, we can't just sell rights to watch the forum. I mean, basically that's what we're doing, but it just won't be quite right.
I think that, John, what you said about, what really defines personal attack, well, all of us have to be reading this and deciding what is personally offensive. There have been some things that I feel are very personally offensive in the last few days, as they have been in the last 2 years. So it is all of our responsibility. I mean, every single board member to read that forum and to decide when it draws the line. And if we feel like it should be brought to the attention of the webmaster or to Don, then I think we need to speak up. There's one other point I want to bring up, and that is the following line in the motion. In addition, the IJA will adopt a zero-tolerance policy for personal attacks on its forums. Now, Kim, you mentioned a couple of days ago or maybe yesterday that it was your understanding that
all the forums except the OD forum would, the open discussion forum, would be held to adopt a non-zero tolerance policy. But it does say here on its forums. And
yeah,
I think
and I missed that. I just missed it when I was reading that, and that's fine. And like I said, when I did post it, that was my reading of it. And
okay.
I missed that completely.
Does everybody agree that the open discussion forum will adopt also a zero tolerance policy for personal attacks?
I don't know how we're going to actually define a personal attack.
Well, Don,
that's not the question. Sandy's raising the question of whether that line in the motion applies to the open discussion forum.
Yeah.
And it's very clear to me from reading the motion that it does.
Yes, I would say absolutely.
It applies to all the forums.
Yeah.
It's Sandy's motion. I think it's up to her to tell us what she intends by that line.
She can certainly clarify it.
Well, this is Kim. When I spoke with the parliamentarian this summer in Winston-Salem, she had said that in any kind of business discussion forum type thing, the issues should be discussed. The minute a person is mentioned or any kind of judgment is passed on a person or their beliefs rather than the issue being discussed, then it becomes personal. That's the way it was explained to me, and that's why the meeting had to be run the way it was without talking to people directly necessarily.
I think what this motion does is it allows us the flexibility to do this. I think all of us have gotten used to the bile that is on the forum, but now it's unfortunate that we've become jaded by it. You know, 2 years ago, if I read the stuff that's on the forum now, I would think, good God, have we become so insensitive that we are now intolerant to reading this crap? But I think now at least, you know, if something is just over the top, then we have the right to say, this gets invisible now. So I think that we have the right to do it, and I think that provides us at least with the opportunity to say, no, this doesn't, this can be made invisible. Can we define personal attack? Hell if I know. I don't know. But all I want to do is when the next board comes in, we're going to have four new people. And those people are going to be green. And they're going to be compared to Hitler. And you're telling me that people like that are going to tolerate that or they're not going to leave? Like Holly's leaving us, we have to protect the volunteers that are coming after us. Us meaning the people who have been, you know, just put up with unbearable amounts of crap on this forum for the universe to see. So I'm not sure we can actually define personal attacks, but at least we have the right now to get them off of there.
Well,
Sandy, would you just for the record clarify that your motion does or does not imply that personal attacks applies to all the forums, including the open discussion forum? Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Personal attacks does apply to all the forums. The IJ will adopt a zero tolerance policy for personal attacks on all the forums, including the open discussion forums.
You want to modify the motion to say exactly that, just to make permanent.
Janelle, if you want to, Janelle, would you add the IJA will adopt the zero tolerance policy for personal attacks on all its forums?
This is John, and I'm going to vote for this motion, but. Again, I just think it's a bad idea. I think we're going to be in endless arguments about what is and what is not a personal attack.
I absolutely agree, and part of me sees this motion a problem that there's two things that are linked together because initially back in July, I was one of the people that was really pushing for a members-only forum, and that part of that I agree with. I think the minimum of the business discussion, the open discussion in the business forum, should be members-only, no questions asked. Now that we're pushing in personal attacks, I understand that issue, but I don't like the explanation of it. I don't like that we can't identify what it is and what it isn't. And as we're doing that, it doesn't concern me with this group as much, but we're basically setting up, we're setting in rules for future people who we don't know who they are or what they're going to do, and I don't like that responsibility. I don't like the idea that we're sort of giving more power. I also see there being a problem, a possible problem, with the idea of moderators being on the board and being the chairman of the board as a moderator. That's a heavy-handed issue just from, I mean, we are talking about the IJA and power only goes so far, but, I mean, you're basically giving someone the power to censor who's also the one who has to respond to the people who has to be most responsive. So I see that as an issue too. But I also understand that we need to protect our volunteers, and I see what happened to Holly, and it's a shame. And there are people that make it very hard to do this job, but at the same time, that's part of the job too, I think. And that sucks. That really sucks. But I don't know how else to. I don't know what the best solution is. I don't think this personal tax is it. At least not until we can define it.
I think the personal tax is exactly it, and the reason for that is that personal tax, as Kim states, is pretty clearly defined in Robert's Rules of Order. Mm-hmm. You cannot talk about the person. You can't mention the person. You have to talk to the person who's leading the meeting only. You can't address anybody else. Nominally I should only be talking to Don here, but by those rules. But it certainly, if I say that so-and-so is an idiot, that's a personal attack. If I say, as someone pointed out on the forum, if I say the mechanism provided suggested by so-and-so is idiocy, then that's not an attack so much on the person as it is on the plan. And that's what we would accept. I also don't fear either David or Don from being overly zealous and censoring people. Now, as you say, in the future, perhaps somebody would. But that's why that's covered by the motion in there, by the sentence in there that says the board can overrule this sort of thing. It would take a majority of the board to continue to censor people. And I think we absolutely need some power to have. Right now, there's nothing. I mean, there's nominally, you know, things could be removed, and obviously spam and the things that are totally unrelated to the IJA get removed. But we need something to empower at least a couple of people, in this case Don and David, to keep some of the most absurd posts off the forum.
And I did find a definition of personal attack. Granted, it's on Wikipedia, and I always take those with a grain of salt. But according to Wikipedia, a personal attack is committed when a person substitutes abusive remarks for evidence when examining another person's claims or comments. It is considered a personal attack when a person starts referencing a supposed flaw or weakness in an individual's personality, beliefs, lifestyle, convictions, or principles and use it as a debate tactic or as a means of avoiding discussion of relevance or truthfulness of the person's statement. It works on the reasoning that by discrediting the source of the logical argument, namely the person making it, the argument itself can be weakened.
Well, that's interesting. And maybe we need to have that on our forum. Chuck and John, I would agree with both of you that perhaps this motion doesn't go far enough. I'm the first one to say that. I have just been sick about trying to decide what to do about this issue. And I do not disagree with you at all. And certainly, if this doesn't work and we feel like we need to go a members-only forum, a members-only on all forums, then I am going to be all for that if we find that this falls short. I just want to let you know that that's how I feel. And I think this might be the place to start. But, you know, I don't disagree with what either of you have said.
I think the alternative to not putting in the personal attack thing is to simply accept anything that goes into a closed forum, no matter how outrageous.
And I don't like being compared to Hitler.
Well, I don't like being compared to a child murderer either.
Exactly.
You know, I consider the source.
Yeah.
But the source isn't well known to all the people who might possibly be reading it. Now, admittedly, if it's members only, you know, some members know who some sources are, but not all members have read everything and understand all sources.
That's true.
And yeah, at the same time, if someone's going to take an accusation at face value, they're going to do that. And I feel like if it's one of the main reasons I thought for going to a closed forum was to protect individuals from outside people coming in and seeing and ruining their reputation. And I think we're doing that on a closed forum. Now, if we wanted to push, you know, if some sort of personal attack comes in on the World Juggling Day forum and it completely doesn't belong there, I don't mind that I'd rather see it get, instead of being censored, just have it shifted to the business forum.
Exactly.
And just move it straight over. But in the business forum, you know, sort of anything goes right now. And that is the step I would say to take. And if things continue and we can define personal attacks and we get a better definition of what it is and we have something to refer to, and then it gives us more credibility on our decision. If we hastily go and do something and it doesn't work, I think it's going to backfire and we could be in a worse situation. I'd rather see something with personal, if we are looking for personal attacks, defining it, getting a definition from somewhere other than Wikipedia. I mean, I appreciate it, finding the quick fix, but I don't want to list that as our reference and come in and use something and really use it, really have something behind it as a strong definition.
I think the definition of personal attack there on Wikipedia was not bad at all. I think the Robert's Rules of Order interpretation is also not bad. Namely, you can't mention the person. You can only talk about the issues. That's completely reasonable to me.
The issue I have with the Robert's Rules is that we, as an organization, we are not a very formal organization. I mean, we as the board cannot even follow Robert's Rules in a phone meeting and don't. And how are we to expect other people on an open forum? It's just not going to happen. So people are going to, even if they don't do it purposely or have some sort of negative intention, are going to do something where they do towards a person, and that once that is accepted, it's going to become an issue in other people's minds, and then we're blurring the lines. I think we need to really come up with something that is clear-cut, strong, and gives the person at least something better than just personal attack. We need to be able to define that in a way that's appropriate for the forum and a definition that's appropriate for the forum.
Personal attack.
I don't want to base my decision off of just reading it for now.
It seems to me personal attack is exactly, if you must know what the meaning of personal attack is, even if you can't put it into words. It means a personal attack. I mean, attack on a person. You know, it's not an attack on an issue. It's a personal attack. Now, if that's not absolutely practically the best possible words to use, even if it's not well defined in all possible cases, I can't imagine really coming up with much better wording than that, personal attack. And that's not it's not like we just created that phrase. That's a phrase, you know, it's on Wikipedia, hell. So it's understood. It's used. And it's not allowed in many forums. And it seems to me that we should not allow personal attacks on our forums. Okay, that's my comment.
I think
I agree with it in principle, but as soon as we start getting into censorship and we're starting to restrict rights, right or wrong, and I do agree with it. I mean, I'm logical here in saying, you know, this stuff has to cut down or we're going to start losing volunteers. I mean, just reading some stuff about some other people makes it hard for me to volunteer some days. But when we start cutting away people's rights, I want to be very careful and very sure about when we're doing that.
I think people will learn, even if they accidentally make a personal attack when they were trying to attack an issue, they will learn quickly enough, especially if anything gets actually censored, which I'll be surprised if very much actually gets removed. And I'm not going to call it censorship. I'm going to call it misuse of the forum. I'm going to call it abuse of the forum that has been corrected. I'm not going to call it censorship. It is not censorship.
I think one of the interesting things here is that in the discussions, it's often very pertinent to mention individuals. So it's really hard in our situation to avoid really mentioning individuals when we're discussing issues. Because with a variety of opinions going, you have to refer to so-and-so's opinion or compare and contrast. And if somebody has expressed something that you vehemently disagree with, I suppose it could be easily construed that your respect for their opinion is strictly limited. So is that an attack or not?
Right.
I don't think it is.
Respect for a person and respect for an opinion are not the same thing.
That's true, but it's kind of hard to distinguish between the two on occasion.
Yeah, I mean, Dave has already used the logic that, somebody opined that this board has done a better job of financials than the board in 2005 did. And that was libelous against him, because everybody knows that he was the chairman of the board at that time and that it was his responsibility to get the financials in order, and that if this board, that when someone says this board did a better job, they're implying that the last board did a bad job, and that, therefore, is libelous. Now, if it's libel, it must be a personal attack. I mean, that's the kind of logic we're up against.
Well,
that's false logic. If this board did a better job than the last board might have done an excellent, super, supercalifragilistic job, but this board did a slightly better supercalifragilistic job.
Supporting his logic, I'm just saying that's the kind of arguments we're going to be having every single day.
Well, we're having them anyway, so what difference?
That's true. The other thing I want to point out is that my proposal to go members only for all the forums is not just to control this. There is the issue that, Sandy has been compared to Hitler now, and Google has cached that. Google has that comparison in memory, and it has in memory forever, and it's searchable by the general public and the world at large. Yes, we can move that post, but Google is pretty quick and very well may have cached it before we move it. By going members only, we are closing the forum from the world. The rest of the world is not going to see it. The other thing is that I'm not only doing it to protect the forum, I'm also doing it because I believe it would be a good member's benefit. I think we need to provide more reasons to become a member of the IJA. We recently had a member email the board complaining about an issue in which he said that he was a supporter of the IJA, even to the point of becoming a member over the last 20 years, on the few years when he's actually gone to the festival. And I wondered what kind of supporter this member was, what form his support came in, just his good wishes mostly. We need to give these people every single reason we can to get them to give up their $30.
John, just to support your Google and caching issue, if you Google Douglas Turdberger, he shows up now. So it does record and it does do it very quickly. And I think that was the issue I thought we were, for the member, by addressing this members only forum, we were looking at initially, but
that's certainly the principal requirement for this, as far as I'm concerned. We could do the restriction of the forum and put the and look further at the personal attack and do it next month.
and suffer for through another month worth of personal attacks? I'd hate to see that.
At least we'd be suffering it in private.
I'd hate to be on the receiving.
No, you wouldn't be suffering it in private because many forms would still be public.
All right. Are we finished with discussion? Is there any further discussion? Are we ready for a vote?
Do we want to? I think we can vote, but do we want to, on the forum, add our interpretation of a personal attack? I don't think there's any worse personal attack than being lumped into the same room with Hitler.
Well, I share Hitler's birthday. What does that do to me?
Or a child pedophile, as was... You were compared to a child pedophile last year.
I'd say it was said that I would probably be able to be an apologist for a pedophile.
Yeah, I remember that day, Don, because I called you before you would have the chance to read that post to let you know that such a thing was said about you to the universe.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Dave actually apologized for doing that.
Did he? Well,
yeah. Yeah.
He didn't apologize to me for doing the same thing.
Yeah, I guess he got into the habit.
I would be willing to go with Robert's Rules definition. My question is, would that cover, would that have covered the post that compares Sandy to Hitler? I mean, I didn't actually read the post, but I think it was just a bunch of quotes, wasn't it? And
well, the last quote, it was Hitler, 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 and then the last quote was Sandy.
Yeah, does that qualify as a personal attack under Robert's Rules?
I would think so, because you're not supposed to address the person in any way.
Quote her. You're not allowed to be quoting people as a personal attack.
I'm trying to find where it is now.
Yeah, me too.
He didn't say anything about her. Isn't that correct?
It's guilt by association.
It's under. I'm sorry, January board meeting, about halfway down. January 16th, 2008, 2:17 a.m.
There are three quotes from Hitler and then one from Sandy. And there are a few quotes before that from other people outside the IGA, including Salman Rushdie.
It's true, as a personal attack under Robert's Rules of Order. He is making quotes that he's repeating quotes that people have made.
Yeah, I don't necessarily see that as a specific personal attack in that specific form, although there is something later.
Certainly nasty. I mean, I understand his intent, and it's a nasty intent. What I'm saying is the rules that we're talking about adopting for personal attacks, I don't believe it's a personal attack under those rules.
Well, you know, if we can't stop everything that's bad, we can at least stop some things with a personal attack rule. I mean, maybe that one, you know, I don't know. Don, you're the potential moderator. What would you... Would you have removed that?
And also, how do you like being put in this position right now, too, Don?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, I mean, it's a sort of a regular position to be in, but there's no way to win, quite frankly. If you take it out, you're going to be accused on one side, and if you don't, you're offending somebody on the other side. So the very nature of it is a no-win situation.
Well, there aren't many people on one of those sides.
There's
well,
what?
True,
repeat
but that doesn't
please?
Necessarily make it right or wrong.
Yeah.
It did.
The balance of power shifts in a year or 2 years. we may very well rue the day that we set this up.
I doubt it. Personal attacks are personal attacks. They should never be allowed. They're not allowed by Robert's Rules of Order. And that has never seemed to have caused a problem, to my knowledge.
Well, like I said, I'm willing to give it a try.
Yeah, I guess I'm willing to give it a try, too, as long as people recognize that I'm going to be extraordinarily liberal in the interpretation of it.
I'm sure you'll be deliberately tested.
Meaning you delete a lot of posts, or you don't plan to delete a lot of posts? I mean, I don't know what you mean by liberal.
He means conservative.
I would have to be really pushed to the limit before I deliberately removed a post or edited a post.
I agree.
Within the context of a restricted forum, you know, I would probably be more liberal than I would be tempted to be now.
Now, you know, somebody would read this post about Hitler and Holly quit under Mark Bacalore's questioning her ability. Well, it was an implied question of her ability and not having the Q3s on the website in time. She was so incensed about that she said, I don't need to take this. I'm done. Now, I'm being compared to Hitler, and I haven't quit, and I don't intend to. But, you know, this is going to be the gray area. How much can people tolerate themselves personally? Okay? So, for example, you know, when my husband read this, he was furious. Now, Chuck, what would happen if Dave made, he compared Janelle to Hitler? You know, so this can go many different ways. I just want people to think about this, that it all has to do with your personal tolerance. I must have adopted alligator skin through the last however many years of being involved with the IJA. So I'm just saying that perhaps we can't define this now, but if everybody could take this personally and say, okay, what if he was talking about me, or what if he was talking about my wife or my husband? So everybody needs to internalize this and take it personally, and not take it personally, but to apply it to themselves. You know.
Well, let me put it this way: if you read that post and the attributions weren't there, you didn't know that Hitler had made those quotes. Would you be any less or more incensed?
I think that's a moot point, Don. I think that the whole idea is because his name is there. I don't think we can try to make it so academic that we take Adolf Hitler's name off of it.
If the name hadn't been there, it wouldn't have had any impact.
Exactly.
Because the whole point was the Hitler name, and
right.
You know, there would have been no reason to post it because nobody would have understood. They would have just interpreted it as, okay, some people think we should have free speech, some people maybe don't. I don't know, but you know, he's not saying who those people are. So it wouldn't have any, and wouldn't have nearly the impact without that name.
Right.
I really think we're completely on the wrong track with this, because what we're trying to do is design a set of rules to control the behavior of basically one person who has really done a huge amount of damage to the organization. And we're describing the damage right here. We're talking about people that we've lost, people that don't want to work for the organization, how hard it is to work for the organization because of this one guy. And the fact is, Robert's Rules covers this. Mm-hmm. And if he does enough damage to an organization, he can be removed from the organization. And I really think that's what we should be talking about.
John, I agree with
right on.
That we cannot define, that we cannot enforce, that can be used unfairly against anybody, including against us in the future. I really think we should just probably start attacking the problem at its source.
And I completely agree with that. And whoever has the balls to do that, I'll second it or I'll write the motion. But I want the backing of the board to do that.
Actually,
put that on the record.
Within our own bylaws, there has been enough evidence, I personally think, for expulsion, the way our bylaws are currently written.
And I think if you do that, you're playing exactly into his hands.
Yep.
I'd just love you to do that.
Yep.
Why is that? How would that help?
He loves going to court.
Let's go to court. Let's go to court.
Right.
I don't think he loves to go to court either. I disagree with that. I think as soon as he gets steps up there, he backs down. Because from what I've seen on the forums and what I've seen in person, it's two completely different people.
No, he loves to play the victim.
Let him play the victim.
That's fine.
When it's a victim with words, he's fine with it. When it's a real action and he's got to come face to face, it's not the same thing. And it doesn't matter because we're in the right. And I honestly believe.
Right. The court has no sympathy for his personal problems, for his ego. The court is going to look at the situation, and the situation is pretty obvious.
Well, I think we should pass the motion tonight, and if you want to pursue that, pursue it.
And you have my support.
Okay. I think that's worth pursuing at this point.
And I would agree with that. Absolutely,
yeah.
John.
I'm not quite ready to go there yet.
Well,
John, just for reference, it's Article 2, Number 4, Item 4.
Okay.
I have actually read that fondly on many an evening.
I would like to mention one thing that I have to tell you. This board has its differences, but I want to tell you, we are all on the same page, basically. You know, we're muttering about a gray area, and but basically we're all very in sync. So, Don, you'd have my support on that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to make a proposal tonight, but
right.
Okay. Let's get back to the restriction of forums. Are we any less comfortable with the personal attacks, more comfortable with the personal attack wording?
I'm not any more comfortable with it at this point in time because I'm not comfortable with censorship or restriction of forum or however you want to look at it, taking away what people's rights to say without further thought and really considering what that definition is. Because that type of stuff, so many holes can be punched through it. And after writing competition rules and testing myself and going back through and talking to other people about it and punching holes in my own thoughts and stuff, things get flipped around so quick. And this is even a bigger deal. And I think personally, in some ways, is a bigger deal. And I just think if we're creating laws or rules just for the sake of creating them, and they're not going to be enforced, then that's absolutely pointless to me.
I don't think this is a rule just being made for the sake of making a rule. There has been a definite problem on the forums. We all know that. We have to try something, anything at this point, to have some sort of discipline or code or something for everyone to follow, because there are so many definitions of what is acceptable. And I just read back through some of the posts, you know, the Hitler-type posts, not the one with all the quotes, but one that was several items down. And in my opinion, that would have been a personal attack. Would it make it any – is there a better definition for a no-spitting policy?
I mean, do we right now we have a no spitting policy, right?
We have nothing. No.
There's no rule at all.
Yeah.
And no spitting is no personal attacks. It's the same thing.
No spitting, I think, is probably a better choice of words.
I agree.
I'll go with that. Maybe. I
think that's a terrible choice. That means nothing. I mean, you talk about open to interpretation. At least personal attack specifies it's a personal attack. Spitting could mean I used the wrong word. I called somebody, a victim. Maybe you don't like that word. That could be spitting in your mind. That's not a personal attack.
Yeah, well, I'm actually finding more forums that say no personal attacks on them than no spitting.
Let me.
I don't know. I guess you could find it either way.
Well, one thing that we could do.
Suppose Neil Stammer did apply for a volunteer position with the IJA. Now, I'm not joking. I'm really being serious. Suppose Neil Stammer applied for a volunteer position with the IJA. How do we say you're not the type of person we want to volunteer for the IJA? How do we, I mean, basically, we have to say something personal about him. Issues are personal.
But that doesn't mean we have to post that personal comment somewhere for the public or for the members.
Well, how, you know, when Neil Stammer says, why am I being rejected for this position, what do we say to him? You know, if Alan Plotkin wants to another job.
I suggest you not use any names in your discussion here.
Okay. If somebody who has done something that many of us have disapproved of recently wants to volunteer for a position or get a job with the IJA, how do we say, you know, this person cost the IJA this amount of money in a spiteful attempt at revenge, or, you know, how do we do that? I mean, that is personal. How do you do that professionally without breaking this rule?
You don't have to answer that question publicly.
Absolutely you do. What happens if it posts to, I would like to ask the board why person A is not being considered for this position? And we have to say, because of private reasons, we're not able to say?
Absolutely. That's a private decision by the board. If someone wants to hire me as a programmer and he doesn't hire me, he doesn't have to tell me why he didn't hire me. He doesn't have to tell the public, some reporter. He doesn't have to tell some reporter why he didn't hire me.
But doesn't the board of directors have to tell the member-run organization?
No. Why? Why would they have to tell the members why some particular decision was made?
Well,
especially a personnel. Especially a personnel position. If you look at the bylaws, if you look at Robert's Rules of Order, you expect to see executive session by the board in discussing personnel issues. Those things are not to be made public generally.
I would agree with that.
Okay. I mean, we're really moving, you know, like, well away from the open board. I'm okay with that, but that's what we're doing.
I disagree. Employee matters, personnel matters, should not be made public. And if they were to be made public, they could put the IJA at risk of a lawsuit. It's just not a risk to take.
It's an issue with any kind of business or that too, because you just wouldn't put it out there publicly. If that individual wants to say why they, you know, why they weren't hired or whatever, that's their personal business.
And if they say,
if they put false
something
out there,
how do we correct them?
And that is a problem. But then again, that wouldn't be on the public part of the forum at this point either.
You don't have to correct them. You can say that's their opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have to agree with everything that's posted by any means. But getting back to this motion, I think I would be more comfortable with going with the first part of the motion and then having a wider discussion on the forum as to what the membership feels is appropriate for moderation and personal attack, or definition of personal attack, rather than trying to define it ourselves this evening.
Well, you could pass the motion and define it later. It doesn't have to be defined. It's pretty well defined. I mean, you know, it's a pretty rough, pretty good idea of what personal attack is. I could call you some sort of name, and that would be a personal attack.
Yeah. I think we have a working definition of it.
All right. If it comes up on the forum, I can always say, okay, well, what do you think, guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Although I'm somewhat with Chuck on this, that I'm very leery of restricting freedoms.
Well, since you would have the power, you don't have to do anything.
Well, that's true, but if I'm going to be a moderator, I have to accept some responsibility.
So
Don, let me ask.
And Don, I fully expect that you would delete those things that are just totally obvious personal attacks. And I don't have any problem, you know, having that power in your hands, whether you exercise it or not. I assume, you know, you will if, in the worst cases, and those are the ones that I would like to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Don, is there anything in this motion that is unsettled with you? Do you feel like anything could be changed?
No, I can live with it.
Okay.
This is Jerry. I have a question. When a message would be deleted, would there be a note of some kind saying deleted for violation of forum guidelines? Or would it just disappear into space?
There's two ways of doing it. You can either go in and edit the post and simply remove chunks of it, or delete the post altogether.
This motion doesn't allow you to edit it?
No.
You could, however, if you removed a post, you could always make a post saying that you removed something.
That's right.
Yeah, which is a matter of policy that we have to decide.
Yeah, but that doesn't have to be decided right now.
Right. That's not really part of the motion.
Okay, thank you.
First, it says posts containing personal attacks will be made invisible. Making the personal attack part of the post invisible is editing it.
No, it says posts will be made invisible. The reason for presumably making it invisible is retaining it, not deleting it,
mm-hmm.
so that if the board decides to overrule, it can be made visible again.
Yeah.
Right.
Without being edited.
You're changing its status. You're not editing it.
Are you comfortable with that, Don?
Yes. Not comfortable. I can live with it.
Right, exactly. As somebody who gets a hit regularly on these things, I hope that you don't delete many posts. I hope that it would be a fairly rare occurrence when you absolutely feel like it's important to delete a post.
That's certainly the way I'm going to approach it.
Yep.
I fully expect that it'll be tested a few times.
Sure.
But, so be it.
Yeah, I can tell you that if this power were to fall to me, that I would delete almost every post that was made. When Dave said, that's a Donism, I would consider that personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I would remove it. And every time somebody referred to somebody else personally, I would remove it.
Yeah,
and that would be following Robert's rules.
Yep.
Yeah, I expect to be a bit more liberal than that, considerably.
And the one thing I'd like to point out, that if we pass this rule, Don, you're not going to be the moderator forever. So we're passing this rule in making this policy change for everybody who we do not know is to come. That's one of my main concerns.
That is a concern, and I think... that's one of the reasons why we should consider revisiting this after a trial period.
I would agree, and I did not put that into the motion, although I had considered it. I think we should assess and reassess. And I'm not opposed to actually having, there were two definitions of personal attacks we talked about tonight. One, what, Wikipedia? The other one was what?
Robert's
Rules.
Robert's Rules. Maybe we should have these posted as, what would you think to that?
Sample definitions, that's, you know, not unreasonable. They wouldn't be the formal definition, but they would be representative.
Right. Just for a reference point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can agree to. Okay. Well, I'll contact Kim. Can you get those to me tomorrow, and I'll give them to or just send them to David?
Yep, I sure will.
Okay, I'd like to have actually that not just as – I'd like to have that as a link to the actual website.
Okay.
Would you agree, Martin, on that?
Oh, sure.
For everybody.
Yeah, should definitely be out there.
What are we linking to? Which one are we linking to? I'm sorry.
Oh, we were going to link to two definitions, Chuck, of personal attacks. One is the Robert's Rules, that basically you do not define the person to whom you're speaking
you're defining the issue, and the second is the Wikipedia definition of personal attacks.
I may try to find something a little bit more substantial than Wikipedia's.
I would completely.
Only because I even tell my eighth graders, take Wikipedia with a grain of salt, because anyone can post on there.
Well, we can preface the whole thing by saying that these are representative of what we end.
Yeah, that'd be fine by me.
Mm-hmm. Wikipedia has been found to be more accurate than the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wasn't aware
which
of.
Which page you go to.
They've started policing it a little better, though, as well, over the last couple of years.
Yeah, as long as we say that whatever we put up there as examples are representative and not compelling me to abide by them.
Right, exactly. We need guidelines.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready to vote?
I'm sorry.
I have
one more question, Don.
Yeah.
Do you plan to be less liberal with the business part of the proposal, which is moving all the business questions to the business forum? For instance, I saw today on the festival forum there's a question about the DVDs, and I would expect that to be basically IJA business and move to the business forum.
I'm not sure how much effort I'm going to put into that. Certainly could. I'm more concerned with things that are critical of the IJA, gratuitously critical.
Well, that's why if we keep all of the business in the closed, you know, in the members only
mm-hmm.
forum, then we don't have to worry about the public seeing it.
Right.
Negative or not.
Well, I would think that will be addressed as time permits.
Okay.
I don't really expect to be 100% of the time on the forum. Generally, I get to look at the forum once or twice a day. Sometimes not at all.
Oh, well, I'm not asking you to do it immediately. But I'm saying when you come across that post that asks a question about the DVDs, but it's mm-hmm. in a festival forum, would you move it to the business forum as this proposal states?
It wouldn't be my first inclination, but I could certainly do it if that's the will of the board.
I think that's an important part of the proposal. Because if we're going to leave the other forums open, then we can be attacked anywhere under the guise of, talking about IJA business.
Mm-hmm.
John, was there a post on the festival forum today? I'm not seeing it.
I think somebody asked about the festival DVDs, and I thought it was in the festival forum. I might be mistaken about that.
I'm not seeing it right now. The last post on the festival forum was January 11th by Richard.
It was probably an open discussion forum.
Yeah, no, I mean the 2007 festival forum.
It was in.
Yeah. Was it open discussion?
2007 Festival Forum, the last post was December 24th.
Okay. There was today, there was a question about the music.
I think that's on
the one
forum.
One about the, I think I know which one you're talking about. The music for Catch the Shoe.
Right.
Yeah. That's
in the business forum.
Okay.
Yep.
But that's the kind of thing I would expect to be moved to the business forum if it popped up somewhere else.
That is to move to the open discussion forum. I just want to make that clear. It's not called the business forum.
I'm sorry.
Think of OD. The OD forum.
Okay, are we any closer to being ready to vote?
Good discussion, everybody.
I'm not hearing any more discussion. Let's see. Do we have anyone opposed?
Chuck is opposed.
Okay. So we'll go to a roll call vote. sec till I get my glasses back on here. Okay, Chuck, opposed. John.
I'm for it, whatever, however you say that.
Sandy.
Yes.
Jerry.
Yes.
Kim.
Yes.
Don is sitting on the horns of a dilemma, but he's going to vote yes. Although I'm very sympathetic with Chuck's position.
I know you are.
Yep.
Do you want to reconsider? Let's stop for a moment.
No.
Don, do you want to reconsider? We're allowed to ask that in the middle of a vote.
No, I'm going to stick with that.
Okay.
And I'm going to abide by the thing that I said where we should revisit this.
Okay.
If after a month I find that this just isn't working, then I'm going to raise it again at the next
Excellent.
Meeting.
Excellent.
Okay, so that passed. I believe we're now at the point where we would like to entertain varia, if there is any. I don't hear any varia.
Well, I would not to lengthen the meeting much more, but I was talking with Sandy about an idea today.
Wait. I would like my motion to be tabled, however we do that.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let the minutes show that John's motion is tabled.
Okay. I'm sorry, Kim.
That's okay, John. When Sandy and I were talking about the jugglerships today, I put together in my head an idea for any of the kids who may be part of that jugglership program. And I'll be writing up that proposal. But, Chuck, I liked your idea of juggle camp so much that I'd kind of like to incorporate that a little bit, not to the extent that you voiced last month, but I'll get something together and get it out to everybody within the next week or so that maybe we could talk about it at the next meeting.
Good. Any other area?
What kind of award can we give Douglas Turnberger at the first?
Nothing.
The Mr. Hankey Award.
His name.
I'm tired of these.
You know, I think I might know who it is.
I'm getting very tired of Dave beating, you know, because it's just encouraging him.
Yeah, but it's at least so much more fun.
Well, fun in a bizarre sense.
Actually, on a serious note, I did speak with Bob Newman to see if the awards committee would, or anyone for the fest, if there's some way that we could honor the memory of Art Jennings.
Sure,
his piece passed right after our last fest. I think that would only be appropriate, and maybe getting Art Jr., even if he could only come out for a couple days.
Well, I think we definitely need to do something to recognize Art Jennings at the festival. That's a given.
I wonder if any of the other founders are still able to travel, still maybe interested in coming.
God, that'd be nice.
Roger Montandon is the only one left, I think.
I believe.
And he got an award a couple of years ago and didn't come to the festival because he couldn't travel, as far as I know.
Okay. Date of next meeting, I believe it would be the 13th or the 20th. I suspect the 13th would be better. What say you all?
Yeah, especially since some will be going out to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
The next week. You lucky dogs.
I know. You're all invited. We're getting a great trip together.
Okay, the 13th okay with everybody?
Mm-hmm. For me.
Good.
All right, let's call it the 13th.
I
I'd like to move to shut down this meeting.
They call that adjournment.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Put it in the barrel and push it over a cliff.
Yeah, over Niagara Falls, please.
Niagara Falls.
Oh, my God, did you see that guy on? Did you see that guy in the news who was trying to, he got saved right when he went over Niagara Falls recently?
No.
Oh, my, did you see that? Anybody?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, my God. What was he thinking? Oh, my God.
So is anybody going to Groundhog?
Richard is.
It's a little too far for me to drive and a little too expensive for the airfare.
I'll be at MadFest.
At what fest?
MadFest.
Really? Oh, yeah, of course you will.
15 below is the predicted.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, God.
That is tempting. You're really selling it.
Got it.
Yeah.
A bunch of people asked me if I was going to that, but I said, no, I have a very strict rule against moving north in the winter. And
if you find yourself north, you're going to keep moving, actually.
You're right. Oh, I second the motion on the adjournment.
Okay. Adjournment
doesn't, you make
doesn't
it?
Need a seconder.
Wait, you made the motion.
Oh, yeah, right.
Drink to it.
Okay, is there anyone opposed to adjourning? Is there anybody abstaining? In the case at 9:36, the meeting is adjourned. I want to have more information about the festival within the next 10 days.
Got it.
I think that does it.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah, nice meeting, guys.
Chuck, are you still there?
Yep. Ooh. Yeah, I'm here.
Chuck, I just want to thank you for having a debate with me where we didn't use any personal attacks.
Well, we can change that next time if you'd like. No worries, Martin. Sounds good.
Oh, I respect your opinion.
Yeah, and I do to you, too.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Good night.
Take care, everybody.
All right, good night, guys.
Bye.
So long.
So long.